Okay. I think I'd get this by week after week.
My dad whipped me every Monday because I didn't take out the garbage for 4 or 5 years.
Okay.
I gotta remember.
We were in 2 Samuel, but I heard that somebody had a question. So, if not,
yeah,
I won't.
Yeah,
I won't.
Yes. Yeah. Good question.
Okay.
I asked. I had two. The one about the research.
Yeah.
That's the one I.
That's one you.
Well, I had emailed him anyway this morning, and I was reading, and it was something he said in Confession is Good for the Soul, and the verse he read was Revelation 20:1-6 about the first resurrection, and I sort of kind of got a contrast of Sharon read it. It was Matthew 27. And it was talking about when Jesus died. I thought that when he came back, I thought that was the first resurrection.
Okay.
So my question was about if he said in Revelation after 1,000 years that is the first resurrection, then what was the resurrection that he was talking to the Jews about in? And simply in Matthew's, but for the reason why I'm asking is because of what I was, you know, how I was taught, you know.
Okay. So you're asking the question, the resurrection in Revelation 20, and there's a resurrection in Matthew 27.
And then there's our resurrection.
So that's three right there. So your question was, is the resurrection in Matthew 27 the same as the resurrection in Revelation?
Was it the first?
Right. Okay. Well, let's look at it. We can look at it and see. 27:51. Right? Matthew 27:51. And Revelation 20. All right. This is what you did. You commented on this last week?
Right, but not on this particular point.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, well, come on.
No.
Revelation 20. Yeah, well, I tell you what. Let's read while you got that, Matthew 27, Revelation 20, and get 1 Corinthians 15, because Paul does talk about the resurrection too in those verses.
Revelation 21.
Right, Revelation 20, just chapter 20, and we'll pick through there.
Okay.
So
where are we going to start?
We'll
start at Matthew.
Let's start at Matthew.
Matthew 27,
right.
27:51.
It's all right. He says, Matthew 27, verse 50. Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom, and the earth did quake, and the rocks rent, and the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints which slept arose. And came out of the graves after his resurrection, and went into the holy city, and appeared unto many. That's your question. Was that the first resurrection, right?
Was that the first resurrection?
Okay.
Where did the dead people walking
go? Okay. Yeah. All right. First, okay, we got that one. Matthew 27, hold that. Revelation 20. Let's look at let's start at verse 4. 24, and I saw thrones, and they that sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them, and I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God. and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. But the rest of the dead lived not again until the 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. Okay, now, you can see that, well, the timeline is way over there, so I won't...
You got the corner.
Yeah, it's kind of far. I don't want you guys flipping back. Oh, yeah, there's the chart's back here. Okay, let's see. Well, that won't work. I tell you what. Okay. There we go. Yeah. That's I'll point to it then. That way you won't have to.
You need to get some two-sided Velcro. So.
That won't work either. You can put that cleaner right there. Just prop it up. That'll hold it for a while, right? Just for a moment. Okay, let's see. Yeah, that'll work. Okay, that was your question was that we know it's not the same because, number one, the first resurrection was for those who had, they're resurrected here, right after, right here. They're resurrected here. They go into the kingdom with Christ.
The ones in Revelation, right?
Right. And Lauren said, what happened to those people? It wasn't those people right here.
Okay.
That's, I mean, they died again.
They died again.
Yes. Yeah, but I take that back. It could be those people right there, too. So, but we'll get to that. It could, because they, even though they died again,
yeah,
they had to die again.
Yeah.
Oh, and I'll show you why.
Is it the same as Lazarus?
Yeah, it's the same as all those people who died back here. All those people who he resurrected while he was on earth. They all died again.
Okay.
So, and then we'll find out why. But it wasn't, that's not the same as the first resurrection. In Matthew 27 is, well, let's go back there because I want to bring out a point in that. I still have it. Do you guys have it?
Yes.
Okay. 27, he says, 50. Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost, and behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom, and the earth did quake, and the rocks rent, and the graves were open, and many bodies of the saints which slept arose and came out of the graves after his resurrection and went into the holy city and appeared unto many. Now, if you're familiar with Old Testament, look at Ezekiel chapter 37. Don't have that many fingers. Well, just hold that for a moment then.
We already carry lots of bookmarks.
Yeah.
37. Now, we talk about this all the time. As a matter of fact, that's one of the things where David, when David is promised, when the Lord promises David that I'll make him a house, the house he was talking about wasn't a house. It was Christ. Well, I just showing them that. It was like a human house. It was the Lord. For his seed to come. So Ezekiel 37 says this.
37.
Yeah, verse 37. Look at verse 10. We start at verse 10. Well, verse 9. Then said he unto me, prophesy unto the wind. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, thus saith the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived and stood up upon their feet, an exceeding great army. Then he said unto me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say our bones are dried, and our hope is lost. We are cut off for our parts. Therefore prophesy and say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, O my people, I will what?
Open your graves.
And cause you to
come up out of your graves.
And bring you
into the land of Israel.
And ye shall know that I am
the Lord.
When I have what?
Open your graves.
O my people, and brought you up out of your graves, and shall put my spirit in you, and ye shall live. And I shall place you in your own land. Then ye shall know that I am the Lord, that I, the Lord, have spoken it and have performed it. Now, Ezekiel is a prophet. Mm-hmm. He does this as a prophecy for the nation. When the Lord asks Ezekiel, he says, Son of man, he says, can these bones have life? He says, you know, Lord. He's talking about the nation. Okay. It's a prophecy. It's a telling forth of something, a truth to come. The Christ is not even here yet. But he says, when I come, I'll be able to do that. I'll be able to give those bones life. And when he resurrects, he says in Luke, he says, don't you know, paraphrasing this, don't you know it's necessary that he should die and suffer? Luke 24, do you remember that verse? Okay, Luke 24. Hold your hand in Matthew, Luke 24.
You can turn it to Luke, right?
Yeah, that's you can turn that loose.
Luke 24.
After Christ has been crucified and buried and resurrected, he appears unto them as they walk, those two men on the road of Emmaus. He appears to them, and verse 17, Luke 24:17. Well, I'll tell you what, 13. And behold, two of them went that same day to a village called Emmaus.
What verse is this?
2 of them went that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 3 furlongs, and they talked together of all these things which had happened. And it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were holden that they should not know him. And he said unto them, What manner of communications are these that ye have one to another as ye walk and are sad? And one of them, whose name was Cleophas, answering, said unto him, Art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem, and hast not known the things which are come to pass there in these days? And he said unto them, What things? And they said unto him concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet, mighty indeed, and word before God and all the people, and how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and have crucified him. But we, what?
Trusted.
That it had been he which should have
redeemed Israel.
Which have Ezekiel 37, Israel. That makes sense? He says, we trusted it would have been him who would have resurrected Israel. Redeem them is to... They wanted to get up as a nation back in that land to serve the Lord without oppression, without fear. Okay? That's what Ezekiel was saying, that do you believe I can do this? That's what the Lord said to Ezekiel. And he says, this is the proof that I'll do that. I'll resurrect these bones. I'll cause you to come out of your graves and go into the city. Did he not say that? Okay. He says, we trusted it, that it had been he which should have redeemed Israel. And beside this, all this, today is the third day since these things were done. Yea, and certain women also of our company made us astonished, which were early at the sepulcher. And when they found not his body, they came saying that they had also seen a vision of angels, which said that he was alive. And certain of them which were with us went to the sepulcher, and found it even so as the women had said, but him they saw not. Then he said unto them, O fools, and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. Look at verse 44. And he said unto them, these are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me. Then opened he their understanding that they might understand the scriptures, and said unto them, thus it is written, it and thus it behooved Christ to suffer and to
rise from the dead the third day.
And that
repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem.
So he's telling them that the crucifixion had to happen. Because if he doesn't die, there's no redemption.
Right.
Without the shedding of blood, there's no redemption. Not for Israel, not for us, not for the earth, not none of this could happen, because the redemption is through who?
Jesus Christ.
Through the Ephesians said, through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. So he has to die in order to function as the Redeemer. But that's not the first resurrection. When he resurrects, now the scripture said that he had become the first fruits of them that slept. What's, you know what a first fruit is, right? But he had become the first fruit of them that slept. And it also says that he had been the firstborn from the dead. Well, didn't he resurrect the dead all through here?
Yeah.
Okay, well, what does he mean then? He resurrected Lazarus before he died, didn't he? He resurrected Tabitha, Peter's mother-in-law.
Going back to life, they weren't changed.
Yeah, that's hot. That's hot enough. When they died, they all died again.
Yeah.
Why?
Because they still had their earthly temporal body.
That's right. They all had their earthly body. Nobody gets a glorified body until
the first one
gets his. When Peter, Paul says this, he says, "We wait. We're waiting for this." We're waiting that he might change our vile body like unto his glorious body. And until he died, he couldn't give anybody else a glorified body, because he is the firstborn. To go ahead.
All right. So those people that rose when he rose after his death, burial, and resurrection.
Right. That's why when he asked the question, where did they go? Now that was a prophetic glimpse. That's why they rose and went into the holy city, because any Jew, if we were Jews back then, any Jew would have thought Ezekiel.
Right.
They should have.
I'm sorry, but are you saying then that they were still in their earthly body at that point?
Right. Because he resurrected them and they went into the holy city,
which was Jerusalem.
Right. And but because they rejected him, even though he was crucified and resurrected and he went back to them, even if they were still to be in the city, they would have still been around.
Is that like in the beginning, in the early Acts period, they had the foreshadow of the kingdom, you know, where the Holy Spirit came upon them, they had all things in common and all. You could see all these things that were going to be manifested, but when it didn't happen and they got set aside, those gifts and those things faded away.
Right.
Is it the same principle?
Right, because it's kind of...
It had to be the whole nation that had to accept
Exactly.
And so those that died again, then they go, then they have to go, they're the goat, sheep and the goat. Is that when they come back and they get judged and...
No, that's fine. But the reason they didn't stay on earth was because the very what you said, they didn't accept it. Jesus.
It said the saints now.
Right. Many of the saints which slept arose and went into the holy city. Now they were. They went as proof that he is who he said he was.
Okay.
Nobody else could do. That's scripture. What happened in Matthew 27 was scripture. Any, like I said, any Jew who knew the, they would have said, like the centurion, surely this was him.
So, like with Peter and all of them, they were going to sit on 12 thrones, but that still hadn't happened yet.
Right.
They were faithful, but they were just part of a little flock that was faithful.
They're still waiting, yeah. Still waiting. So that was a proof positive that Jesus was their Messiah. And it doesn't say anywhere in there, but we know those men, they died again. Because he goes through and he says, now, I know when he gives them repentance, he says, now go back and tell them that I know you did it through ignorance. Didn't he say that? He says, so if you repent and be baptized, that's why they says, well, when he resurrected, they says, well, will you restore the kingdom at this time? And he said, well, that's not for you to know. You just go, and he knew. But they all died. And in Revelation 20 is when they'll be resurrected out here. Not counting this. They don't know about this. They'll be resurrected out here. That is the first resurrection. He didn't say this was the first resurrection, did he?
No.
Because this was something that it was prophecy, even though that's prophecy too, but this is something that was proof. It was proof of what happened. This is where they'll come up at. This is where I believe they'll come up at. Right here. And reign in this kingdom with him 1,000 years.
So this, what you're saying is that the reason the Lord calls that the first resurrection is because it's the first resurrection where the New Testament is actually being fulfilled. They've got the new hearts and they don't have
right
to each other.
Exactly.
So, while back here they were just witnesses. They, who knows? They might have been saying, "What are we doing here?" Right.
Right. Right. Exactly. And well, it's not down here, but we won't get into that. Yeah.
Is this what you're saying? What the writer of Hebrews is saying in chapter 11:39, it says, "And all these, having gained approval through their faith, did not receive what was promised, because God had provided something better for us, so that apart from us, they should not be made perfect."
What verse is that?
Hebrews 11:40. Or 39:40. Is that what he's referring to?
Yeah, that all these having obtained a good report. All these Old Testament saints. Yeah. Go ahead.
Anyway, I was just asking if that's what this is referring to, because I had made a note, and I think it was from one of Ed's teachings, I'm not sure, but I made a note here, Jews waiting for the fullness of the Jews,
mm-hmm.
Jews of the New Covenant. Sort of like...
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's what they're waiting. Abraham went out. Abraham's way back here. Where is Abraham? Anyway, he's back here. Here. Abraham looked for that.
Right.
He didn't know anything about a 1,000-year reign.
Right.
But he'll be resurrected out here. And he'll be in that kingdom. So will Moses. So will David. So will John the Baptist. All those before the cross, so will Peter and the 12 out here. Yes, sir.
Let me ask you a question. Matthew 27:53.
Mm-hmm.
It says that came out of the grave after his resurrection.
Mm-hmm.
And went into the holy city and appeared to many. Could that have been a sign? To the Jews?
It was definitely a sign to the Jews. Because who else do you know died and was resurrected, and then after that, the rest of them got up and went to the holy city too? Yes.
Okay.
So now, you're saying that Abraham, they will get up, point down into life. Okay. That's when they will be resurrected.
Right.
Okay. But, right, okay. Now, another question coming up. Where we are. Come back to where we are.
Right here?
Yes.
Okay.
It says, when the first trumpet sound, the dead in Christ shall rise first. Was he talking about us?
This?
Then those that are alive and remain shall be caught up with him. So, back to what I'm saying. Where is the first resurrection?
Right. Now, Ed said, say what you said before. You said, here's a resurrection. Christ rose, right?
Right.
Now, he said, that's not the first resurrection. He said, this is the first resurrection of the righteous out here. Right?
And that's prophecy. Because remember right. that this whole thing in here that you pointed at us, we're a mystery. We're right. We're unknown. In fact, if you took that back.
Right. I'll do that. I'm going to pull it.
The whole Bible doesn't even know that. You know?
Right. If we close that up.
It just knows that. So now you look at it like that. And you say, okay, when they're prophesying, they see there's the kingdom. There's no grace in between. There's no our time in between. That was a
right.
total mystery and surprise that came late. See, then God all of a sudden opened up grace and gave us all this time we've had. And then he's going to take us out of here. And then it's going to continue like just like it was supposed to have continued in the first place. And that makes that kingdom time, the first resurrection to the Jews, to the New Testament Jews.
Okay. Right.
I just want to say again, I know you said it, Frank, but what separates it from that resurrection when Jesus Christ resurrected is that then they were not resurrected perfect. And that goes to the verse that Karen brought up in Hebrews.
Okay.
It says,
oh, that's fine. That'll work.
So let's just imagine, we don't know who those saints were that were resurrected from Jesus Christ. But let's just imagine that Abraham was there and quite a few people did, or we don't know who they were.
Right.
Let's just say that they were. But he's saying that in verse 39 of Hebrews 11, he's saying, and these all having obtained a good report. In other words, they are saints, right? He said they were saints. Through faith, received not the promise. Which the promise is that resurrection, that perfect body with the new heart and the new soul. He says, God having provided some better thing for us. He's not talking about us here.
Right.
He's talking about us, the Jew, that's writing this story to the Jews, to the Hebrews. He's, so that they, that those guys couldn't get theirs until we, the Jews that are alive, when a Jew was writing this letter to the Hebrews, got ours, is what he's saying. In other words, that they, without us, should not be made perfect. So that means that those guys that rose up when Jesus Christ rose up couldn't have been made perfect until they all get to be made perfect in the first resurrection. And that's why it's the first resurrection, because it's the resurrection
where right.
they get made perfect.
Here's another note I wrote, and I put parallel with us at the rapture, the dead rise first, and then we do which were alive. So at the kingdom, it seems like you've got all those Old Testaments that are going to be resurrected, and then these that are already alive will go on into the kingdom.
Right. That's what they're waiting for. Right.
At the same time, their perfection. And so then this grace part is a total mystery that's not in the Bible. That's why you've got prophecy and you've got mystery. Prophecy is everything that was predicted way back here and then was fulfilled in Christ coming and will be fulfilled again when he comes to take his throne and live 1,000 years. That's all prophecy. The mystery was all of a sudden he pulls out Paul and saves him when he should have sent him straight to hell. Because he was an unfaithful Jew, not believing in Jesus Christ, making himself an enemy of Christ, and he saved him, and he says, here's a new program. And that's what brought us Gentiles into it, and our resurrection, then, is not in the line of the prophetic resurrection. And it will happen before the first resurrection to the Jews, but it's not a Jewish resurrection. It's a completely different thing.
Right.
So believing Jews are the different dispensation.
Right.
They were then in a different dispensation. But
now that with grace, said we all the same.
We're all the same. That's right. There's no.
But if they don't accept grace,
and they've had it.
They've had it. So
I can't tell you any questions that just answered.
So here's well, that's good. Here, so here's how it looks really. Here's one. That's two. For the Jews, first resurrection, second resurrection. Here is a secret resurrection. Now look at Corinthians, and you'll see Paul. He talks about it.
1 Corinthians 15.
Now he's, you got a question? Come.
No, I was just whispering to Melissa, now I don't have to answer.
Oh, okay. All right.
I want to ask you one more question, because I wanted you to have it in your mind, because you may answer it as you're going through this.
Okay.
Is, if we're a heavenly people,
mm-hmm.
and they're okay. an earthly people,
mm-hmm. okay.
Is our resurrected bodies going to be different? Because we need to have a different ability to be in a different atmosphere than you do on the earth.
Yeah.
Okay, so with that in mind,
okay. Verse 15. The whole problem with the Corinthians was that they were having problems with the resurrection. Well, when he's writing this, and they said, "If Christ be risen from the dead, how say some of you there's no resurrection?" Mm-hmm. Okay, so he says, "Look, but now." Verse 20, but now is Christ risen from the dead and become the
first
fruits of what?
Yes.
Now, was he the first one that was resurrected from the dead?
No.
No, he wasn't. No, he wasn't. He resurrected Lazarus. Lazarus.
I thought you said from the dead.
From, was Lazarus dead?
You said resurrected from the dead.
Yeah. Was Lazarus resurrected from the dead?
Just resurrected.
I'm trying to show you the difference why he said, but Christ is now resurrected and become the first fruits of them that slept. When he rose, like Ed said, he rose. Somebody asked a question before. What's the difference between a corruptible body and a whatever the question you answered? When Christ rose, his body rose again immortal. That's why he said, I'm the first fruits of them that slept. He says, I'll never die again. That's what he said. Mm-hmm. So the first fruits mean there's what?
And the Lord God.
That's you. That's you. That's them. That's all those who are believers. He says, I'm the first fruits. I'm the firstborn from the dead.
With a new body.
With a new body. Okay. Never to see corruption again.
Gotcha.
They said in Acts, he says, now David, when David, he served his generation, he fell asleep and he saw corruption. He said, but this man, he saw no corruption. And he won't. He says, now, verse 20, he says, now, Christ is become the first fruits of them that slept. For since by man came death, what man?
Adam.
By man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam,
All die.
Even so in Christ shall all be made alive. Mm-hmm. Now, everybody will be raised incorruptible. Mm-hmm. Believers and unbelievers. That's how you can go into the second judgment, the second resurrection, and burn for how long? A little while. A little while, right.
It's got an asbestos body.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, you mean, you know, just burn until there's just
that's it. That's it. So he said,
Gentiles that don't get in on his grace.
He says in Thessalonians, he said in Thessalonians, that's it. That's why, you know, you fool around with the message.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'll believe tomorrow. Or I'll do it later.
That's why it's imperative that we as ministers of reconciliation go ahead and obey the voice of the Lord and win as many people as we can under this disposition of grace.
Or like Frank said, you just seed it. Just throw it. You just lay the word out there. It's not your problem. It's not your problem to figure out who's going to believe, who won't believe. You just put it out there. So he says, verse 21, he says, for as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. But every man in his own order. Melissa, Christ, the what?
First.
He got up first, incorruptible, right? Mm-hmm. Afterward, they that are Christ at his coming.
Rapture.
Nope.
No. Oh, I'm sorry, we haven't gotten to that mystery part yet.
Afterward, they that are Christ at his coming.
When yeah, second coming.
Okay. Then cometh the end. When he shall have delivered up the kingdom to God, even the Father, when he shall put down all rule and authority and power, for he must reign till he hath put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. Now, what Paul says this. He says, first here, he comes, then the kingdom, then he delivers everything up. He skips all the way over to the fullness of times. Right? So the natural question would be, well, wait a minute, Paul. What's Paul missing?
Us.
So he says in 15:51, behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed. In the moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall all be changed. We shall be changed, for this corruptible must put on, and this mortal must put on. So when this corruptible shall put on incorruption, and this mortal shall put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying it is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? So he says, that's the mystery, is we'll be changed. Nobody, see, here's one, they knew about, when they asked, when the Lazarus sisters asked him about Lazarus, he said, if you had been here, what?
My brother wouldn't have died.
And he says, your brother shall live again. Do you believe that?
Yeah, I know.
She said, I know what?
Resurrection.
She knew. She says, I know. Out here.
Yeah.
And he says, I am the resurrection. She said, I believe she said the first. I think she may have said that, but it's the first resurrection. She wasn't talking about that one. So for a Jew, it was one, two. He didn't know anything about this. He didn't really know about that. Wow. He didn't believe it. So we got one, first,
okay.
Two, mm-hmm. Second, secret. Wow. Right?
Yeah.
Now, I'll show you. We got this. He says this. Well, you know, many were raised in that day, right? Mm-hmm. Christ, he was resurrected. And Paul says this. Here's another one. He says, don't you know that we have been raised up and made to what?
Sitting in heavenly places.
We already got it.
Yeah.
Don't we?
Yeah.
That's all that is the body catching up with the position.
Okay.
He said, you already... Don't you know you? He says, seek those things above where Christ sits on the right hand of God. And where are you?
On the right hand of God.
If he's up there and you're in him,
yeah.
Where are you?
In him, next to the Father.
You just waiting for a That's it. You just waiting for relocation. Our citizenship is
in heaven.
From whence we look for the Savior. Right? We're already there. That's how you wonder, well, am I really saved? You saved whether you like it or not. This is not like my uncle used to say, this is not like a car. You can get in, you can get out of it. You know, if you don't like the ride, you can get out of it. He says, when you get in this one, that's why he says, we have been predestinated.
Amen.
Predetermined that When you believe, you're there. Which answers Karen's question. He says, well, what kind of body will we have? A body that allow you to live up there. And they're having a body that allow them to live right here. That's what he said to the Corinthians. He says, there's bodies celestial, there's bodies terrestrial. There's a glory of the terrestrial, there's a glory of the celestial. Terrestrial, earthly, celestial, heavenly. If it wasn't different, he wouldn't say there's two different kinds of glory. Would he? He says even the stars don't have the same glory. So even the celestial glory is going to be different.
Well, since we're already in Corinthians 1:15, I think we should tackle that verse 29.
1:15.
First Corinthians 15. I'm sorry.
I hadn't scanned back and forth.
Well, first of all, well, no. I've got.
It's all good. I'm just pointing. It's for you guys. It's for you. He says. Okay, when all things shall be subdued unto him. Then shall the Son also himself be subject unto him that put all...
First Corinthians 15, verse 29.
Can I read down to it?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you started.
Okay. What you started?
28.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
He says, which is fine. That's only one verse ahead. That's
I didn't realize that's where you were.
He says, and when all things shall be subdued unto him, then shall the Son also himself be subject unto him that put all things under him, that God may be all in all. Else, what shall they do which are baptized for the dead, if the dead rise not at all? Why are they then baptized for the dead? And why stand we in jeopardy every hour? I protest by your rejoicing, which I have in Christ Jesus our Lord, I die daily. But anyway, the Corinthians' problem was, he says, if Christ be not raised, we are of all men. We have placed our faith in what? He said, if he's not resurrected, our faith is what?
Vain.
It's vain. And not only that, we have lied on God. Because God said that he did what? He said he raised him. He said, you guys did a study on that, didn't you? Ed said, in Romans 1, he says, I want you to look at Romans 1 through 3 and tell me. And everybody said, he was resurrected.
Yeah.
He's resurrected. He was declared to be the Son of God by the resurrection from the dead.
Yeah.
Y'all don't remember that? Okay. And he said, if he didn't raise, we just lied.
Yeah.
And we're found false witnesses. And not only that, he says, verse 20, he says, what shall we do which are baptized for the dead if the dead rise not?
Now, what kind of baptism?
Now, here we go, Sharon. We just talked about last week what?
Circumcision.
Circumcision and?
Liberation.
Circumcision and?
Baptism.
Baptism and? Colossians 2. Okay. Circumcision, baptism, and
nailing a law to the cross.
Colossians chapter 2. You don't know the three things he talked about in Colossians? You don't remember that?
You know what? Three of our minds are.
All right.
I'm trying to remember a lot here.
Chapter 2.
All right. 2:9.
Okay.
He says, for in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power, in whom ye are
circumcised
with a circumcision made without hands, right?
Yes.
Verse 12, buried with him
in
baptism, wherein also ye are
risen with him.
Through what?
The faith of the operation of God.
Who hath
raised him from the dead.
Okay, so you got a spiritual death, spiritual burial,
and
a spiritual resurrection. So right there, what that circumcision is, too, we didn't really talk about it too much, is all that is identifying you with what happened here.
Right.
So baptism, we already know, is what? It's identification. He says, what will we do who are baptized for the dead?
In other words, why be identified with them if it ain't going to profit?
Why? Same thing he said in Corinthians. Why be bothered with this man if he died like all the rest of them?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Isn't that what he said? Mm-hmm. Why are we risking our lives if he didn't get up?
Amen.
Why are we here if he didn't get up? That's no different from Santa Claus or
anybody else
that died. Right. Or Muhammad.
Mm-hmm.
Or Buddhism. Or Confucius.
Or Joseph.
Any other religious figure. If he's not, what makes him different is what God said was he was the firstborn from the dead. There's a man in heaven right now, sitting at God's right hand. His name is Jesus. Now they say, well, that's not true. But we're reading over and over again that not only is it true, but it's been true from the beginning. And he says, Paul, that's what he said. He says, well, what are we going to do if this is not true? You ever thought about that?
Yeah.
I think about it. Where they say, you know what? It's for weak-minded people. This Christianity? Yes, sir.
My father asked me a question that I told him he'd have to ask God when he got to heaven. And he asked me, where did God come from?
Where did God come from? That sounds like a Romans 1 question, doesn't it?
He's uncaused first cause.
He has always been.
He's right. In Philippians, he said this, where Jesus Christ was being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God.
Mm-hmm.
What is robbery?
Theft.
See, that's your grandson, right? Now, what I would do if I want to usurp Frank's position as grandfather, then I would take him and say, look, I want you to be my grandson. Forget about him. Me and you, you're going to be my grandson. So, but he knows that what? I'm not his grandfather. I would be taking that by usurping his position. I'm not equal with him. All right, that's not my grandson. So, but Jesus Christ said this: he thought it not robbery to be equal with God. He thought it not a thing to be usurped to be equal with God. Why not? Because he was God. He was being in the form of God. He thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but he humbled himself and made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was found in the likeness of men, and became obedient unto death, even
Amen.
And you know what he says after that? Wherefore God hath highly exalted him and given him
a name above every name.
Wonder what
the name of Christ, everything shall be.
The name of Jesus, and we know from Jesus, from Joshua, from Jehovah, we know that it ain't Jesus. It's Jehovah. That every knee shall bow, because there's going to be a second one, Melissa. And if you ain't in the first one or the secret one, you'll be in the second one. And that's not the one you... He said, blessed are those that's in this.
First resurrection.
But even more blessed
are the us.
But Ed said the key, he said, the difference is this. All this from here back prophecy. Their prophecy. We're living in secret. That's why you, the greatest separation, the greatest division, right division, but the greatest division is between prophecy and mystery. Most of us, I want to say most of us, most people, most church people, they don't know that there's a prophetic plan and then there's a secret mystery plan. That's why they say, well, all this stuff back here is talking about this, because they mix it together. They don't think it's a secret resurrection, so they think we'll be right here or right here. But we'll be right here. Now, I don't know if, did that help you out any?
Yeah. Yes, it did. Oh.
Mm-hmm. You sure?
I've got some of that.
Well, it'll, yeah.
I've got someone I've been dialoguing with for a long time that was just so certain that, you know, the apostles and all of them were going to be raptured up with us, and then we're all going to come back down, and this just laid all that out so perfectly. I mean, I always knew, well, not always, but in recent years, the difference between mystery and prophecy, but that whole resurrection and the differentiations was something I never had clear, and man, you just laid it out beautifully tonight.
Well, we just read two verses. Didn't it? When the Lord's on earth, he says, Peter said this. He said, we've forsaken everything. What do we get? He said, what? Now, this, and Ed taught a lesson, this was some weeks ago, where he says, and this is his promise to them. He says that he will take away, when he shall take away their sins in the regeneration. Okay. Right here. They don't get it until here. We get it the moment we believe. You get everything up front. Up front, it's a loaded deal. You get
everything.
That's why he said, what shall we say to these things? If God be
for us,
who could be against us?
You can't
even, grace is so, we didn't, one day we'll get to Samuel. But there's a,
this is some meaty, wonderful stuff. I know everybody's going to want to see this thing. Listen to it.
It really deserves more attention than this, because even going through that, if you don't have a background, a lot of this stuff it still won't be clear to you. Even though we just talked about it, you can talk about it for 2 weeks straight, and you have to do the legwork, because the Holy Spirit, he's got to have something to work with, and you can't do it off memory. It's got to be in you through repetition. He says, by reason of use, you have to be familiar with it, because when you leave out 80% of it, it's gone. But will you remember this? One, two, all for the Jew. The number three, secret for me. Right. How about that? One, two. Just for the Jew. Number three, secret for me. How about that? I could have did that in 2 minutes. Huh? It would have been done. let's pray. Father, we do thank you for this day. We thank you for your word. Lord, we know that we don't understand everything that's in this book, but that's why we come together to learn, to see the things that you've done, that you're doing, that you will do, to try to rightly divide, to give ourselves comfort, stability, that we might be rooted and built up in you. Lord, to have the full assurance of understanding. And we do that for the rest of our lives, as long as you tarry and give us opportunity to meet. We just seek for more and more edification. We pray for each person here. We know that if we're saved and we have the Holy Spirit, that you can take these words and as we meditate on them, that you can enlighten us. Because we believe these words are spirit and they're life. And we believe that you can enlighten the eyes of our understanding as we believe these things. We pray that as we go forward, that the questions might be answered, that we might be strengthened, that we might be stabilized, that we might be comforted by your truth. And we ask these things with thankful hearts. In Christ's name, amen.
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 Hey, I've got a suggestion.
Okay.
Somebody bring a question.